Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the financial literacy ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Everyone, welcome, welcome. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, BGE Radio. A little under the weather today, so you guys got to excuse me. I'm not my usual vibrant, over-the-top, exciting self today, but I'm going to try to hang in there because I have a very special guest with a story to speak to you guys about today, and I'm just excited for him to have to join us today. Absolutely a great story, a testimony, and journey. Guys are going to learn about this particular person that I was so drawn to and met over at the Morehouse College live music showcase that we sponsored over at the Ray Charles Center in Atlanta, Georgia. He performed at the after party reception, and it was just awesome to I've gotten to know him, and it's just awesome to be able to share his story with each and every one of you guys today. So before we get to that, just want to go ahead and let everyone know that I hope you guys had a great, great weekend. I did. It is Monday, December the 3rd, 2012, 22 days till Christmas, everyone. The countdown begins. You know, 2013 is here. Can you believe that? 2013 is here. And all I can say is that 2013 is going to be an awesome year for me, for Build, Grow, and Enjoy, for you listeners, for you viewers. It's just awesome, awesome, awesome with the things that have grown on this platform of Build, Grow, and Enjoy, and how the vision is just really, really coming to life with the movement of empowering the community and just really educating our community to thrive and provide that opportunity for themselves and help create it for those within it. So it's just absolutely a pleasure. We're looking forward to it. It's 3 p.m., 3:02 Atlanta, 12:02 here in San Diego where I'm at. Like I said, it's kind of chilly here. Like I said, I had a great, great weekend. I hope all you guys did also. But I am sick, and it's horrible. So I know something's going around because, you know, I live a very, very healthy lifestyle. It's very rare for me to get sick. You know, I'm the person to take the vitamins and work out at the gym and, you know, eat right. And I am sick. I have been sick for the last, I would say since Thursday. And it just seems like it's getting worse, not better. But I am just absolutely excited to put forward and share that I always am excited to speak to you about. I'm here on Build, Grow, and Enjoy BGE. The lines are open, everyone, 347-215-8709. Build, Grow, and Enjoy.com. Be sure to get on over to the website, become a member. It's free. Keep in the loop of all the great things that are going to be happening in 2013. I can tell you guys, it is going to blow your mind. While you're there, subscribe to BGE TV 132. You can now view the television network from the website, but subscribe so that way you can get inside the other channels that are within the network. President Obama just secured the channel within the network. Great, great, exclusive, never-seen-before content on his story. I was just amazed at the things I was watching over there. Also, Tyler Perry has a channel, you know, Bishop Bronner, you know, a lot of religious leaders, Joel Osteen, Creflo Dollar, the King family have their channel in there and some really good content and history on there. You know, there's just never enough when it comes to, you know, our civil rights movement and the leaders that were back, you know, in those days that created the opportunity for us today. Porsche, Bowen, you know, I mean, some real heavy hitters that are within the network. So definitely subscribe. In addition, checking out, you know, BGE TV. We have some great content that's coming to you for 2013. Like as I mentioned on the preparation room on Saturday, I have the Los Angeles production team in place. So a lot of LA content is going to be coming in through the network. And, you know, of course, here at Bill Grown and Joy, we're going to just show the real deal, people as they're doing what they're doing and making a difference. Also, the Atlanta production team is in place also, and we are going to expose Atlanta and what our leaders are doing in Atlanta to make a difference, because Atlanta is that grassroots type of city, and a lot of people don't know what's going on. Well, Bill Grown and Joy is going to let them know what's going down. So BillGrownAndJoy.com, sign up as a member, BillGrownAndJoy.com, BGETV, click the hyperlink, and subscribe. At Calathea, you can tweet me. That's my Twitter handle. Also, Facebook. Start saying this is so much. Facebook.com, Bill Grown and Joy. So that way you can like the page. Great, 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 you know, inspiring type of information we keep on the Facebook page. It's Monday, as I had mentioned earlier, so you know to get on over to WorkingDivas.com. My beautiful, beautiful cousin over at WCLC. I hope I don't get that wrong, 106. I think she's up in Cleveland. Radio 1. You know, she is a Hall of Famer broadcaster, and, you know, on her platform, Working Divas, she just steadily encouraged women with that work-life balance. I can tell you, I have learned so much from that woman. Oh, my gosh, she is just so inspiring to me. She's been in the business for years and just absolutely just definitely makes her mark in the industry. So get on over to WorkingDivas.com. I have an article up. Great, great holiday-saving tips. You know, the holidays are here, but you know me, I'm all about saving that money. You know, a lot of people get out there and think it's just about spending, spending. People call me, actually, if you really want to know. People actually call me and give me their list and want me to analyze the list on how they should save money. Yeah, people do that, even my family. And I'm like, really? You really need to start paying me for this. I'm kidding. You know, I love to always help and give them little ideas, that out-of-box thinking. But, yeah, it's just always important to be sure. Don't overextend yourself. It's, you know, that's not what it's all about, you know. It's just about, you know, the appreciation and the thought that counts, you know. And you look back and be like, wow, why did I really spend that? Especially when it comes to debt, credit cards, people. You know, for every dollar you spend, you should have a dollar in savings. So if you don't have that dollar in savings, you don't need to be spending that dollar. So, you know, it's just absolutely just important that you know how to spend wisely during the holidays. So with the close out of 2012 and going into 2013, you know, there's some much information and news in the financial world. And one that particularly caught my attention, it just blew me away. I didn't even know Yahoo was going through a court case with the Mexican courts, but they have been ordered to pay $2.7 billion by a Mexican court, supposedly in a lawsuit related to a breach of contract and loss of profits of a Yellow Page listing service by Worldwide Directories and Ideas. I was just like, really? That's a lot of money, Yahoo. So, you know, on over to my Facebook page, I posted the link up there. You just Google about it, but that's a heavy hitter. That's a lot of money. So there's a lot going on in the financial world. So getting with that, you know, I want to get to our guest of today. No longer waiting. I said this particular person at the Morehouse College Live Music Showcase. A lot of artists. It was drawn to me. It was just something about this particular person, something about his spirit that was just so at peace. Like, you know, this guy has a story, so. You know, like I said, he performed at the reception at the Morehouse College Showcase. And as I got to know him a little more, we actually have a lot in common. You know, he's from my birth hometown, Charleston, South Carolina. Actually, North Charleston, which, you know, Charleston, North Charleston. You know, and then also my son's last name. I was like, oh, there's a lot, you know. But what really drew me to him as I got to know him, it's just his story, you know. I love to hear a person's story. I don't care if you guys know, I deal with so many people on so many different levels. I don't care if you are a billionaire. I don't want to hear about your money. I want to hear your story. How did you get there? You know, what have you learned? How can, you know, your story encourage me? And he definitely has one, and that's what the title of the show is today. hear his story, feel his pain, share his joy, and his love of music. He's a musician and actually sings in multiple languages. So it's just absolutely a pleasure to have you with us, Demetrius, or better known as SDW, and I will let you go let them know what that SDW means, and you need to break it down because it would throw everybody off. So welcome, Demetrius.
Thank you very much. I'm very glad to be here.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. How is Atlanta? How's the weather there?
Well, it's not too cold. It's not too bad. I got here yesterday, matter of fact. Mm-hmm. I spent a few days out in Albany, Georgia, but I just got back yesterday.
Okay, okay. Well, it is chilly here. I'm under the weather, and I'm just like, I hate feeling this way. But on to you. First, I want you to tell everyone a little bit about Demetrius Grant, SDW, and then lead into let them know what SDW stands for and the meaning behind it.
Okay. Well, my name is Demetrius Grant. I was born in California, but like she said, I was raised in Charleston, South Carolina, North Charleston, right off of Dorchester Road. A little bit about myself. I am a vocal artist for Triple Play Entertainment, and I do sing in English, Spanish, and reggae. My music is tailor-made to lift women up instead of disrespecting them or tearing them down. I feel that the way that the music is going nowadays is going in the wrong direction. And I believe that a lot of people, when it was new, I could understand. But now that everybody's sounding like everybody else, there's no originality. There is no poetry in music nowadays. And I want to bring that love and that respect back into music, and that's the type of music that I do.
Right. When we were at the Morehouse College, we were at the Ray Charles. I remember walking down the hall, and you behind me laughing in Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I love all different types of music. I mean, it could be in English, Spanish, reggae. It could be country music. I mean, there's you can find love. You can find a good song in any type of language or any type of genre. I mean, you just have to open up your mind and embrace it. I believe music is nothing more than poetry in motion, and it's just like a living, breathing entity. I mean, you can feel pain and love just from a sound, and it's so amazing, and I'm so blessed to be a part of it.
Awesome. Now, you know I'm going to get to the SDW. You had us all falling out when we were doing the practices. We were practicing over for the showcase on the rehearsal night, and, you know, hearing it, you'll be like, huh? But really hearing the story behind it, it gives a better understanding. So first, your stage name is SDW. Let everyone know what SDW stands for.
SDW stands for Sweet Daddy Williams.
Okay. Now, yes, Sweet Daddy Williams. But here's the story, everyone. Tell everyone the story behind that.
Well, see, I started singing when I was 11 years old in a church called Mount Pleasant Baptist Church in Albany, Georgia. To me, having the will, not even the talent, just the will and the drive to sing is a God-given gift to me. So to me, it was sweet for my daddy, being God, to give me the will to be the man that I am. Can you dig it? And that's how I came up with Sweet Anyway.
You know, nobody would ever think that. You know, they hear Sweet Daddy William, they're like, man, this guy off his pill. You know when you said it at that I was like, we already know, but the story behind it was just absolutely amazing once you broke it down to me. You know I'm going to be the one, and they really mean it. When you told me, it was just absolutely inspiring. Now, you do have a story. what made you be drawn or what motivated you to music. You've actually shared a very personal story. Surprisingly, I would have never thought it. If you want, you know, I really would like for you to share that testimony because it's absolutely inspiring.
See, like I said before, my music is geared to give women respect and upliftment. See, I'm a victim. I wouldn't call myself a victim. I would call myself a survivor of child abuse. See, my sperm donor, because I learned the difference between a father and a sperm donor. My sperm donor used to put his hands on my mother a lot, and she decided she wanted to leave. And the day that she told him that she wanted to leave, he came and got me from my babysitter and picked me up over his head, threw me down to the ground, and crushed my skull when I was a five-month-old baby. Now, the doctor told my mother that I wouldn't live past the age of 14, and if I did, I'd be a vegetable for the rest of my life. They had to take a metal plate, they took a rib out of my side, and to make it like a cushion for my brain, because apart from my brain, there's no skull there. So let's just say 36 years later, I'm still here. I still have a metal plate in my head. I still, the ribs aren't there as much because my white blood cells have eaten away the rib, causing my scalp to stick to my brain. Mm-hmm. I only see out of one eye. And it's only the grace of God that I'm still breathing to this day.
Right.
And a lot of people hear my story and they feel pain. They feel hurt. And all I have to say is don't feel sorry for me, because to me it was a blessing. It was a blessing for me to go through the things that I went through just to get to where I'm at right now. Because if I didn't go through them, maybe I would have been just like the person who hurt me. So to me, it's a blessing. It's a blessing in disguise. And all I really want, I just don't want another mother to go through that pain. I don't want another child to witness that pain or to go through that pain themselves. And I don't want another man to think that it's okay to put your hands on your woman or it's okay to disrespect your woman. I mean, love is a two-way street. I mean, you have to give just as much as you get. And I believe that women are the most precious things on earth. They're more important than money, any type of gold, any type of status, anything. Aside from your child, your woman should be your most important possession. I wouldn't say possession. That's not a good word. I'll call her a treasure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'll call her a treasure.
And all this you channeled to your music, not only going through that and overcoming what, you know, the odds of what the doctor said. I mean, you know, you're speaking multiple languages. I mean, come on, you know. I mean, you really excelled. And it's just absolutely an inspiring story. You say a lot of your inspiration with the music were, you know, those biggest influence in the music industry, the Luther Vandross, the Freddie Jackson, the Temptations, which I love them all. But it's just absolutely you to be here and share this testimony. I'm sure it's going to encourage the next. And we here at Bill Grun and Joy just appreciate you joining us and being transparent here to share that with us. Now, on with your music so that I can let them hear it. Which one do you want me to play? We're going to play one of your songs. Which one would you like to introduce?
Matter of fact, we could play my dad's favorite song. My dad's favorite song. Like I said, there's a big difference between being a father and being a sperm donor. I'm talking about my dad. He's been my inspiration. He's been my blueprint on how a man should be and how a man should treat a woman. And This is his favorite song. It's called Bust a Move.
And here you guys have it, SDW. Bust a Move. Awesome. You wrote that? Did you perform that at the showcase? Did you sing that?
No, I didn't sing that one. I sung that one at a Michael Jackson tribute out in Beverly Hills.
Okay. So you travel to L.A. a lot, too, yeah, because that's how we were introduced by some people that you work with from out in Los Angeles that contact me that works with me alongside stuff I do out in L.A. came to me through that and then to you. So,
right.
Yeah, I like that. Real smooth. And like I said, your father
like
do that song.
No, I write all my material. I write all my material. It's just that I remember back in the day when the kids and the parents used to sit in one room and listen to music. But then now, if you got the kids in one room, you got the parents in another room, and then you wonder why there's no unity in the household.
Yeah. We live in the microwave life. On the go. Yeah. I still try to instill that with my children. And
yeah.
Do what I need to do.
You're a spiritual
man also.
Yes, sir.
Well, I know you have to be, especially if you raise up in North Charleston. So you're Pentecostal. That's your background. Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah, for sure. But, yeah, I was raised very deeply in the church. I mean, and that's why, I tell people a lot that even before I sung my first song, I got saved, then baptized, then I started singing. So, everything that I'm able to do, I give God all the glory for it. I mean, only the mistakes myself are mine. So, I mean,
you see a lot of people
who say things should change, that this should change, this is right, this shouldn't be happening. So instead of following the trend and saying that things should change or this should change, I feel that I should be man enough to stand up on my own two feet and make a change myself. And that's what I've strived. That's what I'm striving to do.
And that's what it's about. Through your struggles come your strength, right?
Yeah. Better believe it.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. And we'll come back. I want you to share with everyone some of the latest things that's going on with you. Got to come to check you out around Atlanta when you're performing. Just, talk about some of the latest things. We'll play your songs before we exit out. We'll play the last one too. I want to get three in for you. But we're gonna take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Okay.
Hello, this is Dr. Josue Andino. Tune in every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio. In Search of a Healer is a natural health show that answers all of your health questions and concerns. Join the journey to finding all of your health solutions every first Thursday of the month at noon Eastern Standard Time on BGE Radio, powered by WTV Networks.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Welcome. I'm Pamela Reese Wardlaw at the Preparation Room with Build, Grow, and Enjoy, where we worship and praise God and prepare the way for the Lord. Come on in and let's get this show started.
And welcome back, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. With me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins, here on BGE Radio, powered by Blog Talk. Thank you, Blog Talk, for all your continued support of BGE Radio. It's just been an amazing year for us over here. Lines are open, everyone. 347-215-8709, BillGrownEnjoy.com. Become a member. Subscribe, BGE TV. At Kalithia, you can tweet me. At DCREWS123 with today's guest, Demetrius Grant, SDW. At DC Cruz 123, correct, Demetrius?
Yeah, you're correct.
Okay, tweet him over there. So, Demetrius, what are some of the things that's going on, the latest things going on with you, and how can someone, besides tweeting you, can contact you if they need you to come perform, and most important, have you come to be an inspirational speaker? You know, we got a lot of grassroots stuff going on in Atlanta, and your story can actually inspire another person.
Well, I mean, Instead of I believe like a lot of my when it comes to talking to people or inspiring people, I like to do things like that hands on. I like to meet people that I've never met before, and if I get a good feeling that they need somebody to talk to or they need an insight on something that they're going on, then I have no problem sharing my story or any of my resources with them to help them reach to that next level.
Right.
I always believe in lifting people up. No matter, it doesn't matter if you get higher than I do, so long as you're up higher than where you used to be. So, okay. I mean, helping people is to me, helping people helps me be a better person. So I don't seek anything out of it or in return. I receive joy by giving somebody else a piece of joy.
That's the way to do it. All else will come. So what's the latest going on with you? You're performing. I know you're around Atlanta. Are you performing around Atlanta or are you doing it in other cities? What's the latest with you?
Well, I just released another song. In this song, I do a little Spanish in this song, and it has like a rock and roll feel to it. But it's that song you can reach on MySpace by typing www.myspace.com/sDaddyWilliams, and it's a song called "Let Me Hold You."
Mm-hmm.
I'm also in the process of doing another show out in Atlanta. I have to finalize some things. I met up with a couple of people, so I might be doing my very first video real soon. So, I mean, I have a lot of things. I have a lot of things in the air right now. I'm also trying to get one of the songs that you have called "Baby Bounce." I'm trying to get that song played on the radio now. And I'm also writing three different songs for three different people that are getting married, because I do this thing where if you have the bride or the groom contact me and give me one sentence on why he or she wants to marry the other person, from that one sentence I'll write a song tailor made for that couple and perform it at their wedding.
That's very artistic.
Thank you.
That's a gift. I would be confused. I'd be like, oh, boy. That takes talent. And that's all I'm trying to say. That takes a lot of talent. Well, speaking of Baby Bounce, that is one of the songs that I have. And we're going to play that song. But I want you to announce this song in Spanish for my San Diego, California listeners. Go ahead and announce your Baby Bounce song in Spanish.
Okay. To all my Latinos or Latinas, this is Bambina Bounce, and it's being played right now for you by BG&E.
I ain't playing that. I said to say it all in Spanish.
You want me to say it all in Spanish?
All of it.
I can't give it to you all in Spanish, man. Not all of it. I ain't that fluent. I mean, I write songs in Spanish. I'm not that fluent in Spanish, though.
All right, everyone. San Diego, I tried to represent. L.A., I tried to represent. SDW Baby Bounce.
If you got it, baby, flown it, all the mango run a phone. See, you keep them fellas quaking when they see that booty shaking, shorty.
Flowrider music. That's the Flowrider. Flowrider music, huh? You wrote that when you was in LA. You was bouncing at it, tilt to the side out in the. Hitting the switches. I'm kidding. Yeah, what inspired you to write that one?
Baby Bounce was a song that when I originally wrote the lyrics for that song, it wasn't even called Baby Bounce. It was called Sweet Daddy Williams.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote the song because I was listening to all the different songs that was on the radio, and it was like every other word you had to bleep out because it was a derogatory word. It was a negative word, and 9 times out of 10, it was disrespecting women. So what happened was I thought of Chuck Brown, and I thought of EU, and I thought of like the song "Doing the Butt."
Mm-hmm.
That gave me the concept. I said the "Doing the Butt" song is a song that will never ever die, and it doesn't disrespect women, and it gives them a good feeling about themselves, and it's a good beat to dance to. So. When I did that song, when I thought of that song, I was like, this is the type of fast song or club song that I would want to play on the radio.
Right.
So, yeah, I went through like four different producers just to make a beat for that song, and
mm-hmm.
I think it was AaronBeats.com, and just happened to luck upon the beat, and the rest is history.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's definitely a club song. I need to put it on my iPod and pop it into the car, you know, tilt to the side a little, put my sunglasses on, and pop my head. You are like, baby. Bounce. Let everyone know how they can contact you. Definitely want to let them know that if there's any additional information you'd like to share with everyone, I'm opening up to you right now. And thank you, listeners. I see you out there. Got a lot of traction from up in northern East Coast, Northeast. I see you guys also out in Europe. A lot of French listeners today, so definitely let them know how they can follow and contact you.
Okay, you can follow me by going to numberonemusic.com/SDW. You can also go to cdbaby.com and type in the words "I want to make lots of love," and it's the first CD with my picture on it and everything. And you can also buy a track for 99 cents.
Awesome.
Excuse me?
I said awesome.
Yeah. And for anybody that is wanting a song for their up and coming wedding, you can contact me at tripleplayentertainment23.com.
Mm-hmm.
And just post your request there. And you could have, it doesn't matter if it's the bride or the groom, you can just give me one sentence on why you want to get married, and from that one sentence, I'll have a song tailor-made for you and your spouse personally.
Well, I'm going to have to put you to the test when I do decide to find my husband or he finds me, if I'm going to keep running.
There was a guy by the name of Larry Adams. He lives out in Hollywood now, and he was my coworker when I was, because I used to do security for Hollywood and Highland out there.
Right.
And he gave me a sentence on why he wanted to get married, and he was about to get married in like in a month. And from that sentence, I wrote a song and performed it at his wedding, and the name of that song is called "Show Me the Way."
Which is one of the songs we are going to conclude this show with today. It's just all connecting. Awesome. Well, is there any additional information you'd like to share with the listeners? Because they are listening. They ain't calling in today, but they listening. I see them. See, they don't know I see them. I see them.
Well, the only thing that I want to say is that my intent is simple. What I want to do is I want to mend broken hearts, one person at a time, one soul at a time. And I just want to be an example that no matter what you go through in life, if you stay focused and you keep your faith on God, nothing or no one can stop you. And to all the ladies that are listening, believe me when I tell you that you are the key of the world. You are what makes the world go round. Don't let another man tell you that you are less than what you are. You are all queens, and you should be respected and treated as such. And if you have a man that is not treating you the way you should be treated, just let him go, because the pain that you're feeling is not worth it. It's not worth it.
Amen to that.
That's all I wanted to say.
And they'd be like, oh my gosh, she is no joke. And I'll be all nice. And you know how us Virgos are, especially the Virgo women. We're patient. But boy, you get us to that point, it's on.
Yeah, that is true.
Did it to yourself. So it's just been absolutely an honor to have you on air with us today and share your story. As I said before, I continue to bless you and all your continued success and as you go forth, man of God, and share your testimony, just sharing it, encouraging those to go forth, because, you know, we all need an encourager, a Barnabas, right? And,
right.
You know, I want to bless you in your music and your life as you go forth, and just thank you for taking the time to join me today. You always make me laugh because you know I be saying this crazy stuff. You're just so cool, laid back. You just sit there and go. you've been doing it ever since I'm there, Justin. He just laughs at me because you know everybody. I just be going, but I'm paying attention. But yeah, it's just been absolutely an honor to have you join me, and just excited that, you know, our paths crossed and, you know, we're able to share, you know, one another's testimony. So my blessings to you.
Ms. Galitha Jenkins, from the bottom of my heart to the depths of my soul, I simply appreciate you.
Thank you. And there you guys have it. Demetrius Grant, SDW. Don't get it twisted. Sweet Daddy Williams, don't think that it is what it is. You heard the story, a story of testimony, a story of inspiration, truly, an encouraging spirit. And I'm saying that from the bottom of my heart. You can follow Demetrius at DCREWS 123 DC Cruz. 123, and like you said, numberonemusic.com/SDW. Definitely check him out. He has a lot more information, bio, music. Download his music. Just inspiration. Support him. You know, he's out there doing what he needs to do to encourage. And definitely support him. Reach out to him. Have him come speak at your events. You know, somebody that I definitely highly recommend, and inspiration and that empowerment. So I thank each and every one of you guys joining me today. It's been absolutely wonderful. I'm trying not to get, you know, I want to get hype, but then again, I can't because my nose are stopped up and my ears are popping. I'm sick. About to pop some NyQuil pills or something to be knocked out, but I'm just absolutely blessed to have each and every one of you guys join me weekly, and my other host that joins us here on Bill Groen and Joy. We couldn't do it without you guys. Can't do it without you guys. like I said, 2013 is going to bring so, so much more. Demetrius, can you tell them I'll follow you on Facebook? That's one thing we did not tell them.
You can follow me on Facebook by going to Demetrius, D-E-M-E-T-R-I-U-S. Well, the middle name is going to be S-D-W, and the last name is going to be Grant, G-R-A-N-T.
Awesome. There you guys have
it. You also can go to, make sure you can go to cdbaby.com, and in the search box, just type, I Want to Make Lots of Love. That's the name of the album. I Want to Make Lots of Love, and you can download one of those tracks, one of these tracks for 99 cents.
Awesome, awesome. So we'll be back on Wednesday, everyone. A long-awaiting show. I'm hyped about this because I'm going to be at the gala. I mean, they got Arsenio Hall going to be hosting this event. They got Jordan Sparks performing. Anthony Hamilton, it's going to be Louis Gossett. This is going to be a huge kickoff for the one and only financial literacy school, the new face of education reform, Mr. Omar McGee, with the Executive Preparatory School of Finance in the heart of South Central Los Angeles. He is going to be here on BGE Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and he's going to be telling you guys about this new school that's coming to our community, and it's going to be teaching our leaders of tomorrow about what's important, finance, money. I mean, it is some deep stuff that's happening with what Omar has over there. Thank you, Blog Talk. I got the email. Blog Talk is actually featuring this show on their front page in support of this movement. So be sure to tune in, you guys. BillGrowingEnjoy.com. Get on over there. Join the movement. Subscribe for the television network. And in concluding this show, we are going to play SDW, Show Me the Way. As he stated, he wrote this song from one sentence. So here it is, SDW, Show Me the Way, and as always, you guys, enjoy.
That you are the
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.